Oh, bonjour.
Yes, welcome everyone. Dearest friends of this world and that, you have returned.
You are in the right place at the right time, for we are about to magically resume our dream in Season 2, Episode 2 of Poetry Nap, A Wild Date with Ancient Love.
How delightful.
How crafty.
Speaking of crafts.
Yes?
I'm Lady Dosis.
Yes, you are crafty. Indeed, so crafty. Speaking of my handmade coconut shell earrings, I'm Lord Dosis.
They look really good on you.
Thank you.
We are time voyagers of the dream realm, and your captains for this journey.
With comforting, agile, argyle arms, we welcome you back to our extraordinary world, and your treasured poetry nap will begin shortly. As you relax into wherever you are, please fully recline your backs,
heads,
necks,
legs,
arms,
paws,
fins,
wings,
and tails. Unfasten your belts and loosen your buttocks completely. That's better.
Now that you are comfortable, like a baby fawn in a bed of silky marmalade, please allow your eyes to close and take a few deep, slow breaths.
Gently feel your mind let go of today.
As you may remember, in our last episode, we embarked on an enchanting voyage on the Dandy Duchess, our gigantic hot air balloon bed, where we traveled through time and space, gently landing 2,500 years ago, just near a quince orchard in ancient Greece. We mingled with the blossom's branches and even flirted with the cheeky honeybees.
As we relax even deeper, we begin to hear a familiar song trickle into our minds. And as we take in a deep breath, we smell a familiar and comforting botanical scent on the wind. Yes, we must be back in ancient Greece.
And with the quince orchard behind us now, we find ourselves meandering through a thick cypress forest as we follow the adventurous honeybees back to their home.
We arrive at the marble steps of the Temple of Aphrodite.
And we approach the sacred white marble steps. And the bees, they make a beeline, quite literally, to the head of that sultry woman who just seduced us with her song.
She is the high priestess of Aphrodite, with a large, swirling beehive hairdo. The bees have made their way home.
And they've brought us right to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the priestess standing there, she's topless and wearing a crown on top of her beehive with a golden snake wrapped around it. Her skin is dark and sun-kissed, and she has eyes as green as emerald gems, just piercing and gorgeous and all-knowing. And her nostrils, they flare with passion, as she says.
Well, hello, babies. I've been expecting you. My name is Marla. Marla Eudaimonia, highest priestess of Aphrodite. Looks like you want to know something. Your faces look so perplexed, in a good way.
Tell us a little about who you are. Who are you?
Oh, you want to know a little bit more about me? Hit it, boys. Honeys, as your licentious, unlicensed metaphysician, I can transplant the heart failure of your hopes. I can lift your blood pressure to ecstatic heights. Are you ready to unbutton rapture and behold insight? Are you ready for a regimen of lubricity and laughter? Fear not, I am the sweetest of the toughest. I have the inside track to the outer edge. I teach the sex of loving and the love of sexing. I preach the sacred music of the body's organs. Watch me. Watch me lift the weights of joy and abandon. I jog where no propriety can walk. I obliterate sexual labels and categories. I annul the disastrous marriage of either to or. My legal name is Judge Not the All-Embracing. Yes, sir. In my catalog of snug-fitting anatomical parts, I include all single and double meanings. Every imaginable union fits into my repertoire. Honey, I can liquidate your airtight scruples, puncture your prejudice, and fumigate your dogma. Hedy Logos on the piano, everyone. Also, polymorphous, trans-orgasmic nurse. I guarantee the renewal of your rightful radiance, bright with enough glory to embarrass eternity. Come, convalesce with me in the clarity of wonder. Together, we can dawdle. Yes, that's right. Together, we can dawdle in the hotbeds of heaven, baby, and dance untrammeled in the palaces of wisdom. Basically, that's who I am.
That's who you are. I say, sing it, sister. And Marla points upwards to the top of the temple and continues.
I know why you're here. You're here to go on a date with the divine. Mm-hmm. A luxurious encounter with the wild mysteries of ancient love. I feel you quiver with anticipation.
Indeed. And our gaze follows where Marla's is pointing, and perched on top of the temple are what looks like winged cherubs.
Indeed, darling, that's the Arotes.
The Arotes, yes. Some of you know them by the name Cupid, but there's so many more.
Yes, and I'm going to have my little nude companions, the Arotes, fly us all up to the top of Mount Olympus, where Aphrodite and all the deities hang. There's a fabulous party just getting underway with the gods and goddesses of love and lust. And we're all invited.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. This is a good day for all of us.
I think so. Now, Eros. Now, Anteros. Now, Himeros and Hedilogos. On Hymenaeus. On Cupid. On Hermaphroditus and Pothos. To the top of the perch. To the top of the wall. Now, dash away. Dash away. Dash away all.
Wow, listen to that. The Arotes sound remarkably like pigeons. Now all of us, including Marla Eudaimonia, get scooped up by the Arotes, and we fly with the wind to the top of Mount Olympus.
It's a long trip.
It is.
Well, it's a long way to the top, baby.
It's a long way.
Oh, my goodness. I just got dropped by Hedilogos, but
Eros
picked me up.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Hope that happens to you guys, because it's kind of exciting. Ooh. There
More
we go.
More flying.
Flying. The view is superb from up here.
Yes, you can see all the vineyards.
The archipelagos.
The sea.
The animals. We get dropped off in paradise, the home of the Greek gods.
Such lush greenery. At first, it's hard to take in. Our eyes need time. We adjust. We admit. We admire. We adore verdant fecundity. Color punctuates the green. Sprinkles and large swaths of innumerable blossoms. Wild orchids. Daffodils. Bougainvillea. Wild irises, hyacinths. Jasmine. And the unfamiliar, unnamed ones. Aromas of the blossoms on the breeze intermingle for the perfect scent of divinity. Go ahead, bathe yourself in it. Bathe yourself in it. That new scent, divinity, by immortal blossoms. We are indeed a fragrant bouquet.
Ebullient, ebullient, ebullient.
ebullient.
Ebullient and bountiful wildlife. Fly, spring, hum, swim and hop around everywhere. Zebras zigzag, wildcats whisper why and deer dilly-dally. Interspersed throughout nature's abundance, immortals linger and lounge and, intriguingly, seem to be waiting for us.
And not only the expected Greek deities are here, but also a melange of love and lust gods and goddesses from all cultures and time happen to be visiting Mount Olympus right now. And Marla smiles and says,
"Babies, first I'd like for you all to meet my benevolent boss and BFF, the goddess of love herself, Aphrodite."
Marla nods to the alluring woman who wades seductively in the nearby pond.
"Aphrodite invites us to the banks of her waters."
Welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Aphrodite. It is delicious to see all of you. These deities have been waiting for all of you. They are longing for you.
Wow, really? Us?
Yes, of course. Each of you gets to go on a rendezvous. Qu'est-ce qu'on dit? A date with the love and lust deity of your choice. Which one of them will you choose?
Oh my, what an invitation.
If you can't see, I am blushing.
I can see that.
Yes, well, you know me well. And, you know, will it be Aphrodite herself? I mean, you could choose her as your date.
Or perhaps will it be Pan, the Greek god of the wild and companion of the nymphs? Pan is riding a peacock, singing about the breakfast he just made for Susan Sarandon. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what I'm hearing, and it's enticing to me.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. The breakfast and Susan and Pan.
All of them.
Mm.
And sunning over there on an outdoor bed of plush down feathers lies Tiku, the Aztec goddess of sexual appetite.
And it's hard to miss Freyr, the Norse phallic fertility god. He is nude, taking a shower in the nearby waterfall, and he is definitely happy to see us.
I'd say very, very happy to see us. And then over in the hot tub over there bubbles Ketesh, the Egyptian goddess of love and sacred ecstasy.
Tu'er Shen, a Chinese deity who oversees the love between men, between women, and all beautiful organic orientations. Well, he's smelling a gardenia while swinging in a hammock.
And of course, there's Mami Wata,
Rati,
Anahita,
Hathor,
Milda
and Seabog.
They're all here amongst other gods, goddesses, and deities. Now just let your imagination run wild.
Because that one is also here. I mean, perhaps you see a god with the head of Pierce Brosnan bearded and the body of a long-tailed fox who calls himself Booba Valentino.
Oh, look. And it's a goddess over there who looks exactly like Lucille Ball, with little fuzzy kitten paws.
And this is just to name a few.
Just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. And you choose one of them. Or maybe two. Or a pantheon. And they, in turn, choose you to be each other's date or dates.
And you seductively stroll over to your chosen date.
They take your hand. They guide you into the great hall of Olympus, where a swinging cocktail party is underway. Your date with the divine has begun.
The hall is full of soft pillows and sweet bites, and rivulets flowing with the cocktails of your dreams. And Aphrodite, elegantly staggers up, and with her overflowing glass held high, she invites us to begin nibbling and drinking, while she recites an opening poem, Food, the appetizer for kissing.
Let your lips purr. Let your tongue taste. Let your eyes hear. Your ears see. Your tongue touches the surface of the succulents, longs to dive deeper into disintegration, dissolution, dissolvation. Sunlight unravels in your mouth. That orange? That orange is making out with you. That berry? That berry is tasting you. The French kiss with the dark cherry lasts shockingly long. The flesh of the peach fuzz kisses your bottom lip as it slowly, delicately enters you. Drowning your senses in the sugared nectar of undeniable bliss. Slippery lychee fruits flirt with the slit of your mouth, and verdant green grapes plump as a goddess's breast slip down your throat in ecstatic union with your body. Let the queen's honey syrup drench our flesh, while the opulent flavors blossom within us. Like flowers opening to the sun.
Thank you, Aphrodite. Wow. All right. Well, it is just an appetizer after all. Oh, dance break, everyone. Get your freak on with your immortal date. Oh, yeah. Here it goes. Ooh, yes. I've worked up an attractive sweat.
Very attractive, Lord Dursus.
Thank you.
You're glistening. It's like you've got sparkles glittered all over you.
Right, like a mango in the sun.
Exactly. And between luscious tastes on your tongue and sips on your cocktail, a young, handsome, and robust god, Kispikai Sangko, from Tawatin Soyo, arrives in the hall and dazzles us with his brilliance.
Cuando tus ojos tienen hambre y tus labios son el paisaje del deseo, la luna se convierte en mandarina y el aroma de las tentaciones anuncia la llegada de Kispikai Sonjo. Ese soy yo. Hijo del placer de dos padres con una madre, Pachacamac, Huiracocha y Mamaquilla. Vengo del fuego y del agua. Llevo las plumas negras de la pasión descontrolada y las plumas rojas de la sangre ardiente. Soy el hermano del cóndor y del río. Ellos me ayudan a proteger el alma de mis fieles. Vengo a preservar la libertad del arrebatamiento amoroso. Soy el protector de la humedad entre las piernas, el protector de las erecciones inesperadas. Soy el que ayuda a que los cuerpos calientes se unan con la libertad sexual que todos se merecen. Ah, hoy he venido a proteger sus sueños eróticos, sus tentaciones, sus deseos ocultos, para que no los olviden, para que siempre estén presentes. Como el aroma del cilantro, el color de las amapolas, la dulzura del mango, la tentación del tomate jugoso. Kispikai Sonjo, Buka Sonjo, Kispikai Sonjo, Buka Sonjo, Kispikai Sonjo.
And from the hands of your date come sweet caresses on the nape of your neck.
Soft, smooth tickles titillate the curve of your torso.
Their fingers brush through your hair as if each strand was a thread of gold. And their deep eyes of immortality gaze into yours with promise and passion. They know how desperately you've all wanted the kiss of divinity. Ah, yes. The sheer effervescence of untamed love sitting seductively in front of our lips. But like all things earthly and dear, patience will indeed have to play its part. Our first kiss with the divine shall wait. And with a soft caress on our cheek, our eyes begin to flutter.
Ah, yes, it is time to gently wake up. For your safety and comfort, please begin stretching your body ever so slowly.
Wiggle your toes and fingers. Lovingly move your neck from side to side.
Softly open your eyes. Notice the first person, plant, or magical creature you see and send them a wink.
Luxuriously give yourself a warm and tight embrace. You deserve it.
Welcome back to where we began. Local time is here and now, and the temperature is perfect.
Oh my, Lord Doses, but what is about to happen with my divine date?
Good question.
And what do they kiss like?
Oh, another good question.
And what happens after the first kiss?
I would like to know. I mean, to find out what deliciousness unfolds, subscribe to our Poetry Nap podcast.
Oh, yes, and also at poetrynap.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, find out about our live shows, and learn more about the poets and musicians from each episode.
A heartfelt thank you to the sweet poets, composers, and musicians featured in this episode of A Wild Date with Ancient Love.
And thank you, Lord Doses.
Oh, well, thank you, Lady Doses. And thank you, our dear Dandy Duchess passengers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
We look forward to sleeping with you again in the very near future.
Sweet dreams.